You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the Academy Awards have been watching their ratings just plummet over the last few years. And why not? Because it's just a bunch of celebrities talking about how great they are. And the movies win that nobody has seen. So they wonder why the American public has lost interest.
They just all get up there and preach to us, too. I don't want to watch a show where I'm getting preached at. And it's just not for me.
Anyway, so they think for the 94th Oscars that are coming up here soon that that the hosts could be the issue. So you will have three hosts this year.
Whoa.
Regina Hall, she had her big break making those scary movie, the scary movie franchise. I think she was also on Ally McBeal, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Anyway, Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes.
All right.
So they are hoping that by having three...
You're bound to like one of them.
Yeah.
And keep they tuning in.
Been three hosts in something like 35 years, so...
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. I see what they're doing. I see what they're doing.
Right, so... what else is going on? I'm a cat lover. And so, therefore, I was excited to see this list out. We always get lists of the most popular dog breeds just all the time, right? And it's always the lab and then golden retrievers and German shepherds and poodles. Those are way up there. But now there's a list out of the most popular cat breeds. And I got to say, I'd never heard of the top breed, which is the Ragdoll is the most popular. But they say that those are very popular, Jeremy. What was the wording they had? They are best known for their docile and placid temperament and affectionate nature.
Same.
I thought they were describing me.
Same.
Anyway, my cat, Niles the Weirdo, the exotic short hair, was number three.
Oh, that's good. He made the list.
Number three.
Top three.
So there's a couple of price increases to tell you about quickly. One, Netflix is jacking their prices back up. But what's funny about this, Jeremy, is the way they're wording it. They are not, quote, increasing, end quote, their prices. They are, quote, updating.
Yeah, I was reading the whole story on this because, yeah, we were talking about that last month about how they're jacking the prices up a little bit. But everyone's basically calling them out on the internet saying, yeah, this is funny. It's cute what you're doing with the wording, but it's still crappy that yet again you're updating the prices.
We're updating our prices. From the Netflix people, it says, we hope you're enjoying everything Netflix has to offer. We're updating our prices to bring you more great entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Your monthly price will change to blank, blank, blank on March 12th of this year. Now, you were talking yesterday in the trending report about, was either yesterday or maybe last week, you were talking about all the new movies that Netflix is producing. They
There's
are in-house making something like 80 new movies.
They got to pay for them, you know. They got to
pay
for them. There was a second line in there with update, too. It says, this update will allow us to deliver even more value for your membership. Even more value.
They use the V word.
This update brings value.
And the other price increase you should know about, once again, avocados are going back up in price.
God, we eat so many avocados at my house. It's insane.
Gretch just made some guac the other day.
It's
I was watching her.
Stop. We put it on everything.
Mexican drug cartels are pretty much to blame for all this because they've been extorting avocado growers. And apparently a food inspector for the U.S. got a threatening message, possibly a death threat.
Uh-oh.
From the drug cartels. So the U.S. government said, we'll show you. We're banning avocado imports from Mexico. Well, this comes on the same day that the avocado industry spent $7 million on a Super Bowl ad.
Whoopsies.
And now the door has been closed. And if you're wondering why the prices are going to go up, you're saying, well, we can just get avocados somewhere else. Well, yeah, you can. But Mexico is responsible for 80%
it's in the jingle.
Of the imports. So when you shut that door, prices will shoot back up again.
Avocados from Mexico. Come on, we all know it.
They think this might just be a short-term thing, but even then, it will still probably cause prices to increase, which I would imagine with this news coming out, people will go and hoard them today. They will go to the store.
I know where I'm going after the show.
And buy all of them. What else is trending?
If you made it through Valentine's Day without a special someone, today is your day for all the attention from all your friends and family, because today is National Singles Awareness Day, or SAD, as they call it. Couldn't they have done something else besides SAD? Come on, that's a kick in the crotch, isn't it? They said this holiday's been around for 20 years or so. And they said, here's the curveball in this story. All the best singles might still be pining after an ex. Yep. You don't even want to go look for anybody else. You just want to get together with an old fling.
Yeah, there was something like 40-something percent said that they would get back together with an ex in a heartbeat.
Boom. They
that's
would
a
do
pretty
it.
Big number.
Boom, yeah. Right back. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, it's almost half. Let's say it's almost half.
Yeah.
If people would just get back with an ex. It's easier, right? It's easier than going out and meeting somebody new. Just stick
well, that is
with,
true.
Stick with what you know.
You've never done it, and I have.
Yeah. I wouldn't care to do that. No. Speaking of Super Bowl commercials, check this out. If you've been thinking of getting a Sam's Club membership, you might not find a better deal than the one at the Warehouse Club is offering right now. They made their Super Bowl ad debut this year, and they offered up a membership deal based on where the football was at the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter of the game. Now, the football ended up on the Cincinnati 8-yard line, making the membership deal $8 for the entire year.
What
for
a
Sam's
great
Club.
Great promotion.
So you can wander in. Now, here's the thing. You can't do it online. You actually got to go into the store now through February 17th, and you get that one-year membership for just $8.
That is such a clever
Isn't
promotion.
That clever? And it's going to pay off for them. I'm sure they're going to get thousands of people that come in and get that membership, and then they're in there buying the products at Sam's Club. So
I'm sorry to be naive,
even
but
thinking
what is
about
normally
it.
What is a membership
I think
cost?
It's $45 to $50 for the year. So, I mean, it's a decent savings. But
so
still,
if the ball had been at the 50-yard line.
It would have been $50. Yeah, yeah. So, but right now, hey, $8. It's kind of cool. What else is going on? Oh, there's this new study out of the UK this morning saying that the average person's vehicle has significantly more bacteria contamination than the average toilet seat. I guess they were swabbing cars all over to find the highest concentrations of bacteria. And, Dom, they found the trunk had the most, actually. And I could see that. You're throwing all sorts of stuff into the trunk. So there's all sorts of germs in there. Next nastiest spot was driver's seat, followed by the gear stick or the shifter, back seat, dashboard. The funny thing is the steering wheel actually had the lowest amounts of bacteria.
How can
They're
that
saying
be?
Mostly because people are using a lot of hand sanitizer now when they get back in their car, and then they grab the wheel, you know, after the gas pump or something. So it's actually killing the germs.
And if you have like those, you know, antibacterial wipes,
yeah, wipe
that's the
them
first
down,
thing you think
man.
Of is the steering wheel.
I'm so OCD about anything that comes out of the back of the vehicle. Like when we get groceries home, you know, and then you're pulling all those groceries out of the back or the trunk, and then you're putting them all over your countertops when you get home. Mm-hmm. I always sanitize my counters afterwards because I'm like, it's been, you know, in a cart and in the car.
Who are we talking to?
I know. I'm so OCD with that stuff. So I don't know. I can't be the only one. All right, let's do clickbait. Facebook is where you can find it. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Head on over there for a local story today. It's a local Colorado dude named Phil Myhill. Making the rounds on the web today because over the last year and a half, he's taken his love for good beer on a Colorado adventure. He visited every craft brewery and tap room in our entire state. He made 469 stops throughout Colorado, and he did a flight of beer at every stop. He says he's consumed over 3,000 beers.
What an alcoholic.
So what a liver on this guy. He's now known as the Colorado Beer Guy, and you can check out his story on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.